I think there was a lot of baggage accumulated for the speaker over the course of 6 years. And, you know, and particularly in the last several years with the Phil Hart ethics problems, the deposing of chairmen who were more moderate than the speaker, but well-respected in the House. But most significantly, two things that happened this year, the attempt to remove two steadfast Republicans from the Redistricting Commission, and then to join an effort and contribute caucus funds to ousting members of the House caucus and Senate caucus, six of them total, was just, I think, for some people, over the line. You know, leadership's money is meant to be spent on preserving the incumbent's advantage, and that's who was voting. These weren't the outsiders anymore. The big freshman class were insiders. I think they saw risk and instability. I think that was the, you know, sort of the coup de grace.
Denny and Bedke, they're not that far apart when it comes to politics. So it's more a question of personality and I would guess leadership style.
Yes. The former speaker, Denny, was perceived as being someone who put people in boxes, who labeled people, who removed a couple of chairmen famously because they were too moderate. And Bedke today said, as the reporters gathered around him after he took the oath and the first part of the session, the organizational session was over, Bedke made a point of talking about inclusion, of talking about not labeling people, about how to when you do that, you don't interact on an intellectual basis and you don't get the best results, you don't get the best policy. He said if everyone feels comfortable playing their hand in the open, the ultimate result of the hand that is collectively made, it will be better. And, you know, I think people bought that. I think the 57 Republicans in that caucus like the idea of a shift in style that dissipated the power of leadership.
What does this leadership change mean for the average person on the street? Anything?
I think that for the average person, Bedke's more open, tolerant style could well wind up with better results in our public policy. The House has been kind of locked down, and you've had you lost some really good people, too, who just kind of had their fill because they weren't part of the guard that was in power. Bedke seems to be saying, look, even if we disagree, I want to hear what you have to say, because it's important to get to the best solution. And if you wind up on the outside of what the coalition decides, we're still going to love you. I think that is a change that can really, you know, I can't point to a particular issue where that'll make a difference, but I think it will make a difference in the institution over time, as long as he's speaker, if he keeps his word.